Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. Ah, yeah, that's right. The rest of the hour, I've got my predictions on my mind. As you know, every year, this is my 17th year of making predictions. And my 16-year record so far is 73%. My 2016 record was 78%. And so here are my predictions. I thought you might like to hear about them. If you haven't already seen them, I did publish them over the weekend in my different outlets, so you may have seen them already. But nevertheless, I want to talk about them a little bit. Number one, my first prediction is, after 8 years entrenched at barely 2% GDP, the U.S. economy will finally exit perpetual recovery mode into an expansion status of at least 3% GDP. We're going to get to 3% growth this year, folks, in my opinion. Unless somebody stupid does something, some stupid person on the other side of the planet does something stupid, and creates a black swan of some kind, I think the United States is going to get to a 3% growth. And I'm really excited about that. I'm so sick and tired. I am sick of 2% growth. We're better than that, my friends. You and I can do better than that. We're standing by waiting to do better than that, aren't we? So that's coming up. That's my first prediction. My second prediction, from 2010 to 2016, regulatory pressure increased on businesses by an unprecedented 80%. That's a Gallup poll. Research. 80% increase in regulatory pressure on small businesses. This investment suppressing pressure will reverse in 2017. Good look for that, and congratulations. Number three, the NFIB Index. You know Bill Dunkelberg, he's going to be on this week. The NFIB Index will report small business optimism increased for the first time in 8 years as the economy responds to pro-business rhetoric and policies from Washington. The NFIB Index, it's been languishing at record lows. It's never been this low for this long in the 43 years of the index. It's never been, and it's all coincided with the last 8 years. The last 8 years have not been optimistic years for small businesses, but that's going to change 2017. Number four, as the economy grows, small businesses will see increased profitability due to 8 years of deleveraging. You spend 8 years cleaning up your balance sheet. You've deleveraged. You haven't borrowed any money. Your cash picture is probably better than it's ever been. Your statements are slicker than are cleaner than a hound's tooth. Your warehouses are clean. Your accounts receivable are clean. If you're ready to make some profit, all you need is business growth, more sales. And I'm telling you, in my opinion, 17, if you've survived the last 8 years, what I just described is your condition 90 times out of 10. And any sales you get now, those profits will be more likely to drop to the bottom line than ever before. Congratulations. For the first time, number five, for the first time in 8 years, small businesses will increase business loan requests. Because of the growth, you're going to have to fund that growth, folks. Growth doesn't get funded on it. It's not self-funding. You can't profit your way into 4, 5, 6, 7% growth. You've got to fund it. And I think you'll do that with loans. And I think your loan requests will increase. Number six, business startups will increase at a rate not seen for several years. In 2009, I predicted that startups would not happen the way people thought they would because of some conditions that I anticipated and that I predicted. And I was right. One of my most important but unfortunate long-term predictions was what I said about startups. I'm reversing that now. I believe startups will reverse and will start taking off again. That'll be good for everybody. Number seven, relevant. This is an important word. Relevant small business retailers will benefit as collapsing irrelevant giants like Sears, Macy's, etc. create a Main Street retail vacuum only partially filled by e-commerce giants like Amazon. Relevant small retailers will benefit. Folks, if you're smart, if you are relevant, you will be able to fill part of the vacuum that Macy's and Sears is leaving you because, in large part because of Amazon and other retailers, right? But they're not going to get all of that. If you find your relevance in your marketplace, you'll get that. That's where your growth is going to come from this year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.